We will not go into, because we don't have either the energy nor the strength, nor the time, into the epistle from St. Paul's epistle to the Galatians. If you wish to find further and more definitive answers, look into the works of St. Thomas Aquinas, into the Hammer of the Heretics, St. Robert Bellarmine, and those of that age that fought the horrible and grotesque heresies of Martin Luther and his followers, among them, of course, John Calvin. All of these words that they pronounce are taken incorrectly from this one pericope of the Epistle to the Galatians. And of course, there are some others from Romans in particular. This is not a theology class, this is a mass. But the gospel tells us a lot. And it definitely tells me a lot. Yesterday we celebrated the feast and the thanksgiving to our Blessed Mother under the title of Our Lady of the Assumption of Częstochowa, found in front of the pulpit. It was the 20th anniversary of the event during which she saved this parish and me. We would have been a parking lot by now had it not been for Our Lady of Częstochowa. And what do I have to say about that? Where were the other nine? As I mentioned last week, one of the worst sins of this age in which we live, of you, I don't believe it's one of mine because I am very careful about that virtue, is ingratitude. So very few people, a lot of people say thank you, but they don't mean anything by it. And then when they are needed, they're not to be found. It's vain, empty words that mean nothing. But a lot of people don't even say that much. The thanksgiving is in the action, not just in the words, that we do for God, that we do for the Blessed Mother and the saints, that we do for this shrine and this parish, that we do for one another. And of course, those who tried to destroy me and this church 20 years ago, and some others who have been trying for several months to destroy me through their curses and hexes, are among the people that owe me the most. Including people that had just received baptism and the Eucharist for the first time in their lives, from me, from my hands, from my ministration, from my teaching. God will take care of them all. He took care of those who did it 20 years ago, and I'm here to proclaim it. Though only God and I, and perhaps a few people, know the names of some of them. Some of them who were living in mortal sin and horrible situations from which I tried to extricate them. But no, when something is difficult, forget it. I don't want to do it. Well, if you follow Christ, if you carry the cross, it is difficult. And so therefore, we need to remember that. The following of Christ is the carrying of the cross. And so, today we look at these words of the gospel. 10, and our Lord speaks about the one who happened to be a Samaritan, an enemy of the Jews. That means that most likely the other nine were Jews themselves, were part of the people of God at that time, that before the church had been revealed and established. at Calvary, and at Pentecost. And the only one who came to thank God in the way in which St. Luke writes it is very clear that this leper is thanking Jesus, who is God, as we very well know and believe, as we very well teach and proclaim. And even our Lord, who knows everything, has to exclaim, "Where are the other nine? Was not one found except this foreigner, this Samaritan, to give thanks to God? Where are the other nine?" When you go to confession, remember to put the virtue of gratitude among the sins that you must confess. Where are the other nine? And this Samaritan, moved by something from God, by his Holy Spirit, whom he did not yet know. And that happens many times in many conversions. He fell to his face. He saw that his skin was clean, that the hideous leprosy was gone. And it's pain, because it is also very painful, I am told. So he falls to his feet, to his face, really, and gives thanks, and gives glory to God. And our Lord remarks about it to us. He reminds us of the importance of gratitude. And so we ask forgiveness to the Blessed Mother that the majority of the parishioners of this parish and shrine were not grateful enough to come to her Mass to give thanks. May they not be punished as they deserve, O God, for they will be otherwise. And so today we give thanks once again to our Lord who used her, the wondrous and very miraculous image of Our Lady of the Assumption of Częstochowa, who throughout the centuries has performed many, many, many miracles. And we must most of all give thanks to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for he has made us part of his mystical body, the Church. St. Paul says in the Galatians, one seed. There's only one church. There's only one means of salvation. And that is Jesus Christ and his mystical body, which is never separated from him, despite the sinfulness of her members, the one holy Catholic and apostolic church, outside of which there is no salvation. So let us give thanks to him and to his Holy Mother that he has saved us and made us his temple, his house, the very sacred house of his most Holy Mother, who bestows upon us so many graces which we ignore and do not receive because we have better things to do. May God have mercy on us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.